Job chapter 42. I like stories that have a happy ending, little Penelope said with a smile. Not just her, all of us wish for a happy ending. Today, we come to the end of the book of Job, who kept us at the edge of our seats by sharing with us many profound questions for which most of what we found had no answers. Having read this book several times at different occasions, this time it seems that it became flesh in us. Perhaps it is so due to the circumstances that have surrounded us during this pandemic. Illness, lack of work, loss of loved ones, depression, and suicides. Job teaches us not to give up on our search for God, to wait only in Him, no matter the circumstances. Although Job never found answers to many of his questions, he remained faithful and never cursed God. God was always with him, though Job did not know until the end when his eyes were open and he could see and know him and not just hear about him. Once again, Satan lost the bet. God is in control. From his wife and kids, we learned what not to do. And instead, that we should have compassion, that we should not judge and hurt a fallen friend with words or attitudes. God allowed Job to go through the test, but he did not abandon it. God doubled up what Job had lost and gave him a long life to enjoy it. I imagine Job at a long table or next to a stove, telling his children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren the pain of his loss and illness, his distress and God's comfort, his uncertainties and God's revelation of himself, and that the Lord's plan finally ended in good, for he is full of tenderness and mercy. If you have Christ in your heart, your story will also have a happy ending.